Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet streaming online. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Not to forget about everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And we're going to do something a little different this hour. There was a version, and you're going to be hearing a lot about this, there was a version of the national anthem performed by a retired Navy petty officer yesterday at the AFC Championship game in Kansas City, Missouri, and this is what it sounded like.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the
The crowd was going nuts, as you might well imagine, during all of this. This was fantastic. I'm telling you, you're going to hear this over and over again, played many times. Now, that was off the television, and when I heard it, I knew I had to record it. So there you go. We definitely will get into a lot of different discussions as we roll along here with what's taking place tonight. Now, got to say good morning to a friend of mine up there in Massachusetts, JR. And JR, thanks for tuning in. He's up there in Warren, Massachusetts. And maybe we'll get him to call in here in a minute. But anyway, JR is a retired police officer up there, retired sergeant. We'll see if we can get him to chat and opine about a couple of things that are going on. We did lose a couple of officers yesterday. Terrible incident in Hawaii. A guy that apparently went berserk. I guess that's a better way of putting it. He not only came she came to the door and shot and killed two police officers that were trying to arrest him for eviction to get him out of the place he was living in. But he also stabbed the owner of the property that came to the front door and then set fire to the house. And by setting fire to the house, it spread to cars and other houses. It actually burnt four other homes in the area they were in because the fire department had to stand back because of the threat of the gunman and what he might have done or might not have done. But it was just a terrible situation, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the two police officers who lost their lives in that mess. Now, we've got lots of stuff going on, but the Dems right now are pretty worried. They're concerned because the jig is up. The jig is up. And Americans are now more solidly behind President Trump than they were before. They get it. They understand it. They know what's going on. And good morning, Christine, down there in Sarasota, and good morning, Catwoman and Road Dog. And you guys are headed to Lafayette. I'll tell you off air about your question there, Catwoman, so hang on a minute, and I'll let you know. But anyway, we here in the program, this is tomorrow's news tonight, the stuff that you're hearing. And a lot of what you should be hearing is not what you're hearing. For example, the president is planning on cracking down on this birth tourism visa, where women, foreign pregnant women, come into the country on a visa very late in their pregnancy, knowing full well they're going to give birth to children who automatically gain American citizenship and then take their babies back home or to another country. And this President Trump is going to try, through legislation in the House and in the Senate, to stop. Because it needs to stop. It really does. They're taking advantage of this. It's setting them up for benefits that they shouldn't be able to get because they go back to wherever they came from, and it becomes what it becomes. Something that they never should have been entitled to begin with. But hey, that's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, I'll be right back with more. And by the way, I got all kinds of information here from last week, from reactions to polls and questions and all kinds of different stuff as to how the country's going. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain. It's a Monday morning, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world, too, at the speed of the Internet and on the Westwood One XDS satellite up there for all the ships at sea to hear and anybody else that receives satellite transmissions. Now, let me remind everybody, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talk about Relief Factor for some time because I take the product, and I have been for the last 3 years and 10 months. Now, I was taking two prescriptions for my problems that I have, and as most of you know, I've been injured not only in the military but also in the fire service, and I've broken my back twice. My spine has been fused because it had to be. I was because of what happened to me the last time. I almost lost my foot at the right ankle, and my ankle had to be replaced. And everybody knows about that story. Don't need to go into it. So consequently, and then some other things that I've broken over the years, but always managed to keep on trucking, so they say. It developed into arthritis, and arthritis can be what it is. It can be very painful. It can be rheumatoid or whatever, bone to bone, whatever the situation might be. But I was taking Mobic and Flexerol. Well, I got off it. I decided it was time to get rid of it because of the side effects. So I started to take Aleve for a while, lots of Aleve. And all of a sudden, one day, I noticed that I was bleeding internally. And the doctor says to me, he goes, well, you got two choices. You either go back on the medication that we gave you, or you take a few less painkillers over the counter. And I said, well, I'll try something different. Well, while I was in my vehicle, I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher advertise Relief Factor. So I said, well, what the hell? 1995, what have I got to lose, right? Within 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, my aggravated pain was gone. Within 2 weeks. And I've been on that product for the last 3 years and 10 months, and I will not get off it. It works. simply put, it works. You start out 3 packets a day, 4 small capsules, easy to swallow, all natural ingredients, no narcotics, none of that in it. You take that to begin with for a week, and then you go to 2 per day for the next 2 weeks and see how it affects you. Now, can you take more than 2? Sure. Can you take more than 3? Sure. But only if you have to. Only if you have to. All I can tell you is it works. $19.95 is what it costs. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see a little 2-minute tutorial right there. Sign up for the $19.95 quick start. You'll know in a couple of weeks. If it doesn't work, you're only out $20. It's that simple. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. It worked for me. It should work for you. Now, in surveys last week, this is what America told the Rasmussen Report's pollsters. Number one, President Trump ended the week polling with a daily job approval of 49%. Now, a couple of days last week, he was up over 50% at 51. But the average for the week was 49. And Senator Elizabeth Warren vowed this week to go around Congress and begin canceling the $640 billion in student loan debt on her first day in office if she's elected president. Now think about that. Most voters oppose the Massachusetts Democrats' plan, and even more think Congress needs to have a say-so in the matter, not the president-elect. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains the best-known leader in Congress and is enjoying her greatest popularity ever. But guess what? Her counterpart in the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is earning his highest favorables in 5 years. Now, while the diminishing Democratic field of White House hopefuls continues to slug it out, just over half of the voters still plan to vote for President Trump come November. There's about a 10% group in there that is undecided. And a sizable number of Americans want to get involved in the pro-democracy protests in Iran. But they're doubtful the protests will lead to many meaningful change. Most suspect, however, that the increased U.S. sanctions will push Iran to negotiate over its nuclear program. Now, states and localities throughout the country are debating whether or not to outlaw the use of disposable plastic bags, even as Americans nationwide appear less agreeable to the idea because everybody's got canned trash cans and everybody uses plastic trash bags. Now, voters are likely divided along party lines when asked if President Trump should fill any U.S. Supreme Court vacancy this year and whether or not President Obama should be considered for the job. Well, I don't think so. And the Rasmussen Report's Immigration Index for the week of January 5th through 9th is at 99.7, up slightly from 98.4 the week before. And I'll have something to say about immigration in a minute. Voters identify more now with Republicans and Democrats when it comes to the issues, unless you regard President Trump as a party of his own. Pardon me. And 40% of the likely U.S. voters now think the country is headed in the right direction. Hallelujah to that one, right? Now, let's talk about the immigration for a minute. Because the Trump administration has started returning Mexican migrants deep, and I mean deep, into the country's interior as part of an expanding effort to deter illegal immigration and combat the ongoing crisis at the border. No longer are they just taking them to the border and releasing them. Now, they're sending them several hundred miles south of the border to where they're, some of them aren't being dropped off in the areas where they came from, but it's going to make it a lot tougher for them to come back again. Now, it's been reported that as many as 63,000 Americans have been killed by illegal aliens since 9/11. I will repeat that. It's been reported that as many as 63,000 Americans have been killed by illegal aliens since 9/11. Now, some states will not report homicides by immigrants, so it's hard to estimate. Nevertheless, in comparison, just over 6,900 troops have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan during the same period. Now, it's refreshing to see our president finally making decisions in favor of the safety of Americans rather than the cost of labor by some of the groups that are out there, including the Democratic Party. And officials now say that the migrants being returned are all Mexican nationals from non-border Mexican states, which typically have either recently illegal folks that have entered the U.S. or who have gone through the court system, but were ruled to be deportable by an immigration judge. Now, the other thing to be reporting is that the Mexican army on the Guatemalan border has stopped several thousand illegals trying to get into the country. They've stopped them dead in their tracks. They're going nowhere. And Al, thanks for the testimonial. Al is chiming in from Nebraska saying he used to have neck problems a lot and now virtually none. Plus his back is feeling much better too by taking Relief Factor. Well, thanks, Al. Appreciate the testimonial. I'll pass that along to somebody. And the other thing is, and thank you, Trey, for your comments. The other thing is, we know that our president is the solution to the problems we have in America. We know it's not the other way around. By the way, the president went to the American Farm Bureau convention and thanked the farmers for backing him through the China trade war. The farmers are going to come out. A lot more of their products are going to be sold to China, which is good. By the way, Michael Bloomberg made news yesterday. He's pledged to spend as much as $2 billion to defeat Donald Trump, whether he's the presidential candidate or not. He will continue to spend money to defeat President Trump. Well, the only problem is, it's Michael Bloomberg. And nobody is buying what Michael Bloomberg is selling. Don't believe me? Go look at the polling numbers. Tom Steyer, the other multi-billionaire in the mix, is doing better than Michael Bloomberg. But he's not going anywhere either. So neither of the big billionaires are going anywhere. Now, Venezuela suddenly, Mr. Maduro in Venezuela, is appealing to President Trump for direct talks. This in lieu of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Venezuela's Mr. Guaido outside Venezuela right now. And Maduro wants to head this off at the pass. He wants to have a meeting with President Trump. We'll see what happens there. If not, something can be done there. Highly doubtful, highly unlikely. Maduro needs to go. We all know that. Venezuela is still in real rough shape. Okay, we're going to be right back with our military and veterans news statement. First news in the morning about the military and the veterans. Got some things there to tell you. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution, and the Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. The impeachment trial should begin sometime Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It's time for our first military and veterans news segment here. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one here in the Tampa Bay area in Clearwater, Florida. We'll let them tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, folks, the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, Bo was in on Thursday, and he gave us some very interesting news. He said, according to the latest studies that have been made out there about what the National Aviation Academy aviation maintenance techs and other aviation maintenance techs with proper training and skills make to start, it's $60,000 a year. It's right around $60,000 a year. Now, that's up from the $50,000 we originally told you about. So now we're up to $60,000 a year and climbing. Now, it doesn't take much work to get you to a much higher level. So what you make as an aviation maintenance tech is all principally up to you and your God-given ability. So keep in mind, you can go to naa.edu, the website, naa.edu, and take a look at what they have to offer, and then call them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take the tour of their facility, whether it's the facility in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the facility in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay. Take your pick. Take the tour. See what they're all about. And you'll find out why I'm talking about the National Aviation Academy. All right. Starting things out here tonight, we're going to start out with a brief conversation about China, or about North Korea, and about what may or may not be going on over there. First of all, contrary to public opinion, the North Korean economy in 2019 is not underwater or even close to it. It may be treading water a little bit, but in 2020 it looks like their economy is about to get better. Why? Because they want to talk to President Trump and get back to the table. And when they do that, then things pick up a little bit. But they survived another year, even with the sanctions against them. And the latest numbers that we can see coming from South Korea is that the glass is half full right now. Half full in terms of North Korea and South Korea with their talks and with what they're trying to do and move along with their future. So that's not shut down completely either. Now, let's mention, if you will, what's going on right now, because in a year since President Trump declared a national emergency along the U.S.-Mexican border, starting the ball rolling on using Homeland Security and Defense Department funds to build border barriers, the Army Corps of Engineers so far has put up 100 miles of fence and wall. Now, that being said, the $7.2 billion in addition to what they have that they just got granted to them by a court who just released that money, the president is talking about building another 370 miles of wall this year, which would give him almost 500 miles of wall by the end of the year. That's the goal. We'll see where that goes. Also, believe it or not, training for the Saudi military students in the United States could once again resume. There are more than 800 Saudi Arabian military students here in the United States still, but it could be started and could be restarted at any time in the coming days, according to the Pentagon, nearly 6 weeks after that shooting in Pensacola by the Saudi trainee that killed three sailors at the Florida base. Now, they booted out 21 that they found had tendencies that might have put them in the same category as this guy in Pensacola. They booted 21 out. Also, the U.S. Army is taking a step back on its effort to replace its Bradley infantry fighting vehicle after receiving only one bid in its competitive prototyping program. But this does not mean the end of the road for the future optionally manned fighting vehicle, this according to the Pentagon. Now, in addition, we're being told paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team will replace about 100 Marines who were previously sent to bolster security forces at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. This coming from U.S. Central Command. They should be there, and the replacement should be conducted, if not already, then very close to being already. By the way, breaking news coming in. A gunman has opened fire into a crowd outside Kansas City, Missouri. A nightclub there killing one person, injuring 15 others. This is just now coming in here to me. More details as they become available. But a gunman has opened fire into a crowd outside Kansas City, Missouri, a nightclub there, killing one person and injuring 15 others. This is just now coming across the wire. Breaking news is what we do here on this program at night. And it's there. Very, very sorry situation there, and our thoughts and prayers go with everybody out there tonight. Unfortunate. Very unfortunate to hear about these things. Also, to those of you in the captain's group, thanks for chiming in. And remember, if you have any questions or anything you want to make, and Catwoman Road Dog, appreciate your comments. And, of course, I see Eric is there tonight. And we've also got Major Mac, and Christian is there, Brooke is there, Karen is there. Sam the Paper Man seems to be around tonight. How's that going there, Sam the Paper Man? So everything is... Everything seems to be going fine there in the in the chat room tonight, or we'd be hearing about it, I'm sure. Also, the U.S. Navy's so-called budget salvo demands way too much. Now, the latest U.S. Navy budget demands a larger share of the defense budget for the Navy because it requires some tough scrutiny. Because looking at it, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, announced his service needs a much bigger slice of the defense budget pie to reach his goal of fielding a 355-ship fleet. Now, we know that... We're going to have more submarines. We know that. Because that's been told, already mentioned. So that's where we're going there. We also know that crews on Navy littoral combat ships will soon be armed with powerful rounds that can blast the hard-to-hit drones out of the sky. These will kind of be like starburst rounds when you're firing up in the air. It'll be like a shell erupts, and a whole bunch of smaller shells go towards the target. So it makes it easier to strike something that's flying around in the air, if you will. And we'll see how all that works out. Again, all this being operated and being tested, some of it right here in Florida, I might add. Now, U.S. Africa Command officials believe that al-Shabaab militants from Somalia crossed the border into Kenya to conduct an attack on the U.S. and Kenyan forces earlier this month in Manda Bay with the assistance of facilitators within Kenya. The people that came in from al-Shabaab were all killed, as far as we know. They did wound and kill some of our servicemen over there. But some very brave people got to them before they were able to get and do any further damage. All right, repeating the breaking news, one person's been killed, 15 wounded, in a Kansas City nightclub shooting. Those are all the details we have at the moment. We'll give you more as it becomes available. Your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPTC. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's that time of the morning, and it's time for our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And here we go. That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and that's an oldie but goodie. And I'll tell you what, that was back when Ringo Starr was playing the drums that night on that that hit song. Yep, Ringo Starr from the Beatles was playing the drums that night. How about that? All right, this edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot in Flying J. Truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, here we go. An expansive Canadian-sourced high-pressure system will provide mainly fair weather across the U.S. on Monday, with temperatures over the eastern states running below normal, all the way down into the deep south. Now, we have got frost and freeze warnings from just north of the Tampa Bay area all the way to the Georgia state line, straight up I-75 and inland, if you will. Then up I-10 from about Lake City, Jasper, over east to Jacksonville, straight up to Valdosta, and straight over east to Brunswick in that area. Definitely some really cold temperatures tonight for that part of the south, I'll guarantee you. And it's going to get colder tomorrow night and then Wednesday. We'll have 3 days in a row, 3 nights in a row, too, of chilly temperatures. Tonight, it won't be as bad as it will be tomorrow. Or the next night, because temperatures could be down in the 30s right here where I'm sitting. Depends on what happens with the wind. So let's take a look at a storm again coming ashore out west, because here we go. Another winter storm headed ashore. Washington State, Oregon, the northern part of California, to include north of San Francisco, up around Redding, California, all the way to Vancouver, certainly in Canada, by the looks of what I'm looking at here. Now, it's all right tonight so far in Washington State. There's some high winds brewing around Medford, Oregon tonight. There is some light snow falling from Redding, California, north to the California line along I-5. There's quite a bit of wind in the central California area, down around Sacramento, down towards Fresno and the Bay Area, if you will. Quite a bit of wind there. Now, over to the east, let's go over to Montana. You do have some light rain showers in the central and southern part of Montana tonight, and just go about 100 miles north, and you got a hard freeze and frost warning across the northeastern part of Montana, most of North Dakota, the western part of Minnesota, also in the central part of Iowa, and the western part of Iowa, to include I-80 and Des Moines. And then moving over into Illinois, you got a some light showers and drizzle, if you will, in the area there around Chicago, on up to the Wisconsin line, and over into the northwestern corner of Indiana. Moving on down to Mississippi River Valley, you've got some scattered showers in the western part of Tennessee, eastern part of Arkansas, central part of Mississippi tonight. And a little bit of rain showers, it looks like, in the mountains of Virginia and North Carolina, pretty much up I-81 again, that stretch. Now, we do have a little bit of lake effect snow tonight from Toledo, and then it's kind of patchy over towards Cleveland, and then it lets up. And I can't say that there's any going on right now in upstate New York, but there might be a little bit of snow flurries in the Berkshire Mountains area of Massachusetts, by the looks of what I'm looking at right now. So there you go. And again, down here in Florida, from the I-75, I-10 corridor over to Jasper, over to Jacksonville, up to Georgia, including southeastern Georgia, Brunswick, over to Valdosta, and up towards Tifton and across, and on down to just north of Tampa Bay, it looks like around Hernando County and maybe the northern part of Pasco County, we've got a frost and freeze advisory. The further north you go, the colder it's going to be. So there you have it. And that's what we're looking at right now. And keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, they're one and the same. They're owned by the same company. And believe me when I tell you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Certainly not at the Pilot's, because you go in there and there's no telling what you might happen to find. You could be sitting there with a Wendy's beside you. You could be sitting there with, a McDonald's beside you. Could be an Arby's. Could be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell. Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen. Could even be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which has a lot to offer these days. It's not just about donuts anymore, Dunkin' Donuts. They've got a fairly decent little breakfast menu there, if you like it. And they've got a light lunch menu. And they've also got a light dinner menu. So there you go. At your Dunkin' Donuts. You probably didn't know that, but you do now. All right, so check them out. Pilots, Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we do have breaking news coming from Kansas City, Missouri. Apparently there's been a nightclub shooting there. We've had one person killed, 15 people wounded. Do you know any more about it?
Actually, two people are dead. It happened at the 9 Ultra Lounge. A fight broke out at the entrance. Somebody was trying to get into the club and for whatever reason was apparently somewhat denied. And a security guard ended up killing, you know, at least I think the one person. 15 people are believed to be hurt.
So he shot the shooter then?
Apparently.
Okay.
The way it's written, it's kind of, I don't like the way the sentence structure is, but mm-hmm. That's where we are. Apparently there was a celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs mm-hmm. going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens when people are, I guess, overserved.
Well, I hope that it doesn't have anything to do with any of the players. I hope that, number one. And we'll keep our eyes on it for a little while and see what else develops there. But you're saying the shooter's been taken down, and if that's the case, you think. Anyway.
Well, it says a person trying to get into the club started shooting and apparently was shot and killed by a security guard. A woman was also killed. So, the word apparently mm-hmm. has just, you know, kind of a head tilt.
Well, yeah, and we'll just go with that, and we'll see where we go. But again, this is in lieu of what's going to take place today, Richmond, Virginia, the pro-gun rally, where we understand we have Antifa going to show up. Obviously, Virginia's trying to change their gun laws in midstream here.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of media is going to be on this one because obviously the governor has declared a temporary state of emergency, banning all weapons. Militia groups and then, of course, the media likes to say white supremacists are among those that expected to be mixed in with the gun rights activists. So they're thinking that this could actually be more explosive than Charlottesville. So where we are is that there's major, major security all over the place because of what happened in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be uniformed and plainclothes officers all over the place as well.
Okay, Doug, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and, of course, a lot more going on in the world in which we live. But we'll keep you advised as to what's gone on in Kansas City with the shooting and also what may or may not be transpiring with the gun rally in Richmond, Virginia. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.